complicado. I'm Gilbert Cruz for Time.com, and I'm here with Grammy Award-winning singer Shakira, whose new album, She-Wolf, comes out this month. She is going to answer questions today from Time readers. Shakira, thank you for being with us today. Our first question is from Julie Mills Wilson, who's from Washington, D.C. Your new album has a more electronic and dance feel to it than in previous albums. What about that sound appealed to you, and why did you want to move in that direction?
I think that the electronica world has a lot to offer to us musicians. I think it's going through a very good phase. So I fed from all that, but I still kept the fusion. In this album, you're going to find a lot of influences from India and the Middle East and Colombia, all within this electronic context.
Do you enjoy singing more in English or in Spanish?
You know, they're both such different languages, and they both have different resources. I remember that when I started writing in English, I could barely speak the language, so I had to do it with the help of the dictionary. And now it's more of a spontaneous process.
Many musicians feel the need to try their hand at movies. Is that something that you've ever considered?
No. Actually, I don't know. I mean, I still debate about that in my own head, you know. So I'm not very sure if it's something I want to pursue, because I'm not really sure if I have a talent for acting. I'm sure about my musical talents. Sort of, but not very sure about pursuing an acting career. And I wouldn't like to commit to something and not do a good job. So I'm not really sure. I think I'll be a terrible actress. That's the truth.
Our next question is from Hayden Sin from Taipei City. Hayden asks, how did you get involved in the efforts to combat child poverty?
When I was 8 years old, my dad went bankrupt and he lost his business, and our whole life changed so much because of this bankruptcy, and I was really upset about it. So they took me to the park where all the orphans live and sniff glue to deal with the tragedies of their own lives. And I remember this moment vividly because I think it was a turning point in my life and in my views of the world. And when I had my first big success, when I was 18 years old, a big international success, I decided to establish a foundation for children. And since then, we've been focusing on providing high quality education with nutrition. And it just became something very, very essential in my life.
Ever injured yourself from dancing too vigorously?
Yes, I have, actually, many times. After the She-Wolf video, there was not one muscle in my body that didn't ache. You know, I was in so much pain. My neck, usually.
You have to sit in a warm bath afterwards.
Yeah, Epsom salt, that's what they say, you know. icy hot.
Why is it that you think that hips do not lie?
Whenever I'm in the music studio, in the recording studio or with my band rehearsing, and I'm not too convinced about the arrangement that we're doing or the way it sounds, you know, or if I'm mixing a record and I'm not reacting to it, the way I know this is because my body doesn't react, you know, to the music. So I always say, hey, am I moving? Are my hips moving? My hips don't lie. If they're not moving, this is not going anywhere. So basically, I do rely a lot on my body and my physical relationship to music whenever I'm mixing or creating any kind of arrangement or music in general.
Thank you for talking to
Thanks
Time Magazine.
Thanks again. No, thank you so much.